It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Penny Nelson. This is crunch week for the people on the front lines of California's drought fight. State regulators will vote on the final plan to put Governor Jerry Brown's wide-ranging water mandate into effect, and that will impose water restrictions on nearly every city and county in the state. Here to talk about what that means is KQED science editor Craig Miller. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Penny.
So, Craig, considering that the governor just rolled out this sweeping plan on April 1st, this has been a pretty fast track.
Yeah, it really has. You know, a 31-point plan has to go into effect on June 1st, and that means that by that time, cities and water districts all up and down the state have to have something in place on the ground to save the water, to enforce it, and that means they are literally racing the calendar. They'll be given quotas, and the quotas are all over the map, from 8% to 36% water savings that they have to achieve. And even the governor admits that there is no one-size-fits-all solution.
People face different environmental challenges, and out of this very complex state, we're going to do everything we can to save water and to get it done.
And the getting it done part, that could be pretty different depending on where you live?
Yeah, very different. You know, the state is kind of laying down the what, but has tried really hard not to dictate the how. Just to give you some examples, I mean, you'll see some cities will go to two-day watering, some cities to three-day watering. Some places like San Jose, for example, are going to say you can't wash your car, at least not unless you go to a regular commercial car wash. Now, the pain is going to be unevenly distributed because let's say you've been assigned a specific tier of water savings you had to achieve by the state, but if you've already made a certain amount of progress, that kind of counts against it. You know, so let's say Mountain View, for example, are in the 16% tier, but they've already gotten to the point where they're saving 15%, so they really only have to squeeze out one more percentage point. And then on the flip side of that, you have places like Modesto. They're in the 36% tier, but they've only saved, you know, 12%, so they still have a ways to go.
And the whole program, it seems really heavily geared towards cities and urban water use, and I think some people are thinking that means that the farms are getting a bit of a free pass.
A lot of people continue to think that, and it is really a misconception. You know, most farmers certainly don't think so. Now, it does depend on the farmer, you know, if you're and where you stand on that sort of water rights totem pole we have in the state. But ag cutbacks are being done. Officials have said time and time again they're not being overlooked, but they're just being done differently under a different system. But what a lot of people miss are the implications of that when you cut back ag to like 0% water allocation, as some farms have been. If they're able, they're going to turn around and stick more straws in the ground and just start pumping more groundwater to make up the gap. In some cases, 80% of that shortfall in water is being made up by pulling more water out of the ground, which, of course, is putting our aquifers, you know, we're already so overdrawn that in some places the Central Valley is actually starting to sink.
And who's going to be out there enforcing all of this?
Well, again, that's one of those things that falls to the locals, and it's going to vary depending on where you are. You know, you might see water cops, actual people going around putting hangers on doors, writing citations. There'll be whistleblower hotlines in various places. Sacramento has one of these things where you can rat out your neighbor if they're flooding the sidewalk while they're watering their lawn. You're going to see warnings at first, generally, followed by fines in some of the more extreme cases. And in some places, they can't even put flow restrictors on the worst offenders. But again, I think these are going to be pretty rare cases.
And how soon do you think people will know how this is working?
Well, it goes into effect again on June 1st. So I think by mid-July, we'll start to get our first idea. By that time, you know, it'll be none too soon because we'll be well into that summer watering season, which is the critical time to get conservation gains.
Thanks a lot, Craig.
You're welcome, Penny.
Craig Miller is KQED's science editor. And you can find all of our drought coverage at kqed.org/droughtwatch. More Bay Area news is just ahead. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the David B. Gold Foundation, the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabzanel Foundation.